Things to do in Cusco, Peru. Cusco or Cuso, an Andean city in South America, was the seat of the Inca Empire and is home to world-famous Machu Picchu. I would recommend staying near the city center of Plaza de Armas, Parade Square. Most tourist activities are in and around the area. Cusco, Cusco. Day 1. Start your journey with a walking tour. I did it with Incan Milky Way. It would give you a good idea of the UNESCO heritage site around the central square, Plaza de Armas. If you are coming from the lower altitudes, then acclimatize yourself by taking rest, drinking a lot of water, and chewing coca leaves. Plaza de Armas, Plaza de Armas. Check out the San Pedro Market. Gustav Eiffel designed this market. Try fresh juices and maíz choclo, boiled corn, here. San Pedro Market, San Pedro Market. Different types of corn, different types of corn. Maíz choclo, maíz choclo. Alpaca, alpaca. Day 2, Road to Machu Picchu. During the busy season, the ticket to Machu Picchu archaeological site sells months in advance, so buy them well in time. That's what I did. There are a few different ways to go to Machu Picchu, which is in the Sacred Valley of the Incas. The easiest and somewhat expensive way is to take the train. Peru Rail and Inca Rail are your options for that. Both the trains go to Aguas Calientes, hot water, a small town a few miles from Machu Picchu. You can either do a 2-hour hike to Machu Picchu from here or take a $12 bus from here. I would highly recommend taking the bus to Machu Picchu. Downwards hike back is much easier. Costs $300 $400. The more exotic, most expensive, and the time-consuming way is to hike the world-famous 4-day Inca Trail. The permit with this is even harder to come by. You must have a guide for the Inca Trail. I would recommend buying the permits well in advance for this as well. Cost $500 $600. The exotic and cheap way. You can hike the Salkantay Trek. While most people take guided tours, I met someone who did a self-guided tour here. It is perfectly legal, and no permits are required. Cost depends on whether you take a guide or not. The fast, fun, and cheap way is to take the 6 hours Colectivo van from Cusco to Hydroelectric. It costs 30 soles one way, delta $10. And then do a 12-kilometer 2.5 hours almost flat trek along the rail tracks to Aguas Calientes. Even during the low season, I saw 100-plus people doing this trek. There are local restaurants, selling hot food and drinks every few kilometers. The views are gorgeous. I would highly recommend this route. On the way to Hydroelectric, on the way to Hydroelectric. Hike to Aguas Calientes, 1. Hike to Aguas Calientes, 1. Hike to Aguas Calientes, 2. Hike to Aguas Calientes, 2. Hike to Aguas Calientes, 3. Hike to Aguas Calientes, 3. Hike to Aguas Calientes, 4. Hike to Aguas Calientes, 4. I stayed at Aguas Calientes. The town is small but has probably 100-plus restaurants and hotels, so you won't have a tough time finding food or accommodation on the spot. Aguas Calientes, Aguas Calientes. Day 3, Machu Picchu. I would recommend going early. People queued for the bus at 4:30 a.m. I reached at 5:55 a.m., 5 minutes before the site opens. The guide is required but not enforced. The route is one way, so you can't come back after moving forward. I would highly recommend spending as much time at the top for the views as possible. The ruins, like most Inca ruins, from a close distance, are not that interesting. Machu Picchu, 1. Machu Picchu, 1. Machu Picchu, 2. Machu Picchu, 2. I returned via the same 21-kilometer Hydroelectric route and took a 30 soles Colectivo back to Hydroelectric. No booking required since locals use the same route every day. Some people booked a tour for this pickup and drop-off and paid upwards of $100 for a $20 journey. You can get down at Ollantaytambo, but I was too tired too and wanted to do a guided tour for that instead. Day 4, Sacred Valley. I took a 70 soles tour for the Sacred Valley the next day. Some websites list the same activity for $50 or more. Cusco is not expensive, a day-long guided tour should not cost more than 100 soles. The tour does stop at tourist traps, so be careful about buying stuff. You will either have to buy a 70 soles ticket or 140 soles tourist ticket Boleto Turistico to visit the sites. I would recommend purchasing the tourist ticket. Peck, Beck. Olentitambo, Olentitambo. Chinchero weaving demonstrations, Chinchero weaving demonstrations. In the evening, I took an overnight bus from Cusco to Puno. Puno is the closest bus terminal to Lake Titicaca. The overnight buses are comfortable, reclining seats. Inexpensive, Delta 30 to 50 soles, and yes, you can negotiate the price, have USB charging for the phone, and have urinals. Alternatively, you can take a day bus like Peru Hop, which stops at interesting touristic stops. Based on my experience, I would highly recommend Turismo Mare Bus. Day 5 and 6, Lake Titicaca Tour. The most popular tour on Lake Titicaca is a 2-day one-night tour of the floating island of Oroos, with a night stay at Amantani, and a stopover at the island of Taquil. I did a $37 tour. The tour is relaxed. If you are of the adventurous type, there isn't that much to do on tour. I would recommend the tour given that you get to experience Lake Titicaca and eat local food, which included a lot of vegetarian items. The tour started with a trip to a floating island where the local guides explained how they build and maintain it. Floating Island of Oroos, 1. The Floating Island of Oroos, 1. Floating Island of Oroos, 2. The Floating Island of Oroos, 2. Then we headed to Amantani Island. Amantani Island, Amantani Island. In the evening, we did a hike to the Sun Temple there. Amantani Sun Temple, Amantani Sun Temple. And at night, there was a local musical celebration. Local dance celebration at Amantani, local dance celebration at Amantani. On the second day afternoon, we were on the island of Taquil. There isn't anything special to do on Taquil, though. So, if you are short on time, skip Taquil and make a single day trip to Oroos plus Amantani. In the evening, I checked the central square area of Puno. Compared to Cusco, it is pretty dead. I took an overnight bus back to Cusco. Day 7, Cusco. I started the day by taking a 15 soles taxi to Dambomashe, an archaeological site near Cusco. This site was used for baths, probably ceremonial. There isn't much going on here. So, don't spend time hiking at the site beyond the baths. Dambomashe, Dambomashe. From there, I walked back to the second side, Pukapakara. Pukapakara, Pukapakara. I took a 1 sol bus to Cuenco. Cuenco Archaeological Site, Cuenco Archaeological Site. From here, I walked to Sacsayhuaman, the most elaborate archaeological site of all. There is a Jesus statue nearby and you can do walk down the staircases from here to the Cusco downtown. Sacsayhuaman, Sacsayhuaman. Later in the day, I checked out the 4 museums which are part of the tourist ticket. Compared to many museums in the US and Europe, they are unassuming. If you are short on time, skip them. Day 8, Moray and Mara's Tour. I was planning to Mara's Ruins and Moray Salt Mines on my own. After seeing a 25 souls guided tour, I decided to do that instead. The tour was similar to this. I would recommend booking it locally to avoid being dollar priced. Moray Ruins consist of circular depressions. The temperature difference between the top and the bottom circle is about 15 degrees Celsius. Archaeologists believe that this was an agricultural laboratory. Moray Ruins, Moray Ruins. Mara's Salt Flats are actively used to harvest rock salt. Mara's Salt Flats, Mara's Salt Flats. In the evening, I attended a show at the Native Art Center Centro Cusco de Arte Nativo. It is an excellent way to kill some time. Native Art Center, Native Art Center. Note. The local currency is soles. $1, 3.5 Peruvian soles. Anytime someone is listing prices in US dollar, they are overcharging you. Credit card acceptance is low. Coca leaves, used for making cocaine, are perfectly safe and legal to consume in Peru. Don't take them to the airport, though. Recommended sites for booking, apart from genericviator.com. I would recommend checking finlocaltrips.com and getourguide.com for high quality, inexpensive tours. Public transport is great in and around Cusco.